Good morning and welcome. Grab your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. We're going to read those three verses in this message, Becoming Lighthouse Christians, in this series, The New Life, as we today conclude this series that we've looked at these last weeks. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. We're going to look there in just a moment. I'm interested in lighthouses. I love lighthouses. I love eagles. Just for the picture, the analogy that they demonstrate for the Christian life. But I'm interested in lighthouses, and I read about them, and I have a collection of them. They're one of the most effective analogies of Christianity. Some of the fascinating stories are told of lives saved by lighthouse warning and the heroic rescue operations on stormy nights in history. In a serious sense, local churches should work like the historic lighthouses. Symbolism. Jesus Christ is the light in the lighthouse. Without His preeminence in the church, we can have a building, we can have a smooth operation, but we don't have a lighthouse. Each Christian should be a lighthouse worker. Each Christian should keep the lighthouse operating at peak efficiency in its goal of helping lost souls avoid disaster and make it safely to Jesus for His salvation. Each Christian should be a rescue worker that goes out bearing light to bring in the lost and dying people to safety. As I prepared this message, it came about because of a lighthouse story. I'm not the first to use the imagery of a lighthouse for a sermon, but it became important to me in considering what this new life is. A story is told of a community near a dangerous shoreline where tragic shipwrecks occurred frequently. Many had died, but the residents had rescued many others. A grateful people who were rescued joined some of the dedicated rescuers to build a lighthouse. They manned it 24 hours a day. In time, the presence of the lighthouse helped to reduce the number of shipwrecks. It became popular to go to the lighthouse. They fixed the place up, and it became a social gathering place for the townsfolk. Like shipwrecks, when shipwrecks did occur, there was still a dedicated few who went out and brought in the injured. However, some of the members were not pleased because these were filthy, water-soaked people who were not their kind of folks. They soiled the carpets and interrupted the social gatherings. At one of the business meetings, an influential member made a motion that another place be found to take those filthy, bleeding people. The true meaning and purpose of the lighthouse was lost. The only way for a church to function as a lighthouse church, is for the members of the church to each be a lighthouse Christian. If we're going to be a lighthouse church, each one of us must be individually lighthouse Christians. Matthew chapter 5, our text, verses 14 to 16, very familiar passage. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So, what does it mean to be a lighthouse Christian in the work of the new life? Well, first of all, you must plug in to the light. Verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. To be a lighthouse Christian, you must have Jesus living in you. None of us are born with the light already installed. You plug into the light by realizing your need for Him as a Savior. Jesus is the light of the world. Repenting and turning to Jesus. You must turn from sin and darkness and choose Him as Savior and Lord. You must reject sin and without shame choose Jesus as your King. To have the light installed, you must plug into that light by rejecting the notion of self-sufficiency. You must reject the thought of trying to generate your own light by being intelligent or doing good. There's only one source of true spiritual light, and that's Jesus. And you become a lighthouse Christian, plugging into the light, recognizing the urgency of being plugged in to the light. You must plug into the only power source that can cause us to become lights in this world. And we must act now. What good is a lighthouse without a light in it? Listen, before you leave here this day, be sure you take the step of faith and invite Jesus into your life. Because you see, we all come the same way. Romans 3:23, the Apostle Paul says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. And that's not just physical death, that's an eternal death, a punishment in hell, the wages of sin. But then it says, but the free gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. God loves us. That's what John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. The free gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. God loves us so much that He gave us His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave His Son because He loved us, and by His Son we have eternal life. And how is that? How is that love? How is that worked out? Well, in Romans 5:8, the Apostle says, God demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He went to the cross to take care of our sin problem. We need to acknowledge that. We need to acknowledge that need. We need to profess Jesus Christ, His death, His resurrection. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in our hearts that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made, and with the heart we believe unto righteousness. And then with belief and heart conviction, we reach out and ask. Romans 10:13, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you know Jesus? Is the light inside of you? Are you a lighthouse Christian because of Jesus Christ living within you by the Holy Spirit? Because He's the light of the world. He's the only light of the world. And for us to be lighthouse Christians, He must shine out of us. Let your light so shine. So, you must plug into the light. You must be a Christian. You must have Jesus Christ dwelling in your life. And then second, you must polish the reflector. In verse 15, the first part of it, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. You see, as Christians, you and I never become the source of the light. Jesus is the light shining within us that allows us to become the light of the world. There are major differences in the degree of effectiveness in the way we reflect His light in the world. Clean the stains from the reflector. The stains that limit clarity of the light beam going out. That's necessary in the lighthouse to keep the reflector clean so that the light can shine out. It's time for each one of us to inspect the reflector of our lives and take the necessary steps to clean them up. As you inspect the reflector of your life, watch for any blemishes. Your ability to reflect the light can be hindered by various things. Anxiety from fear caused by a lack of faith. Your ability to reflect the light can be hindered by an apathy from life with unconfessed sins. Our life needs to be clean in order for Jesus Christ to shine out. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Our ability to reflect the light can be hindered by attitudes of refusal to forgive those who have offended us, or an unwillingness to reconcile with people who have been offended by us. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Our ability to reflect the light can be hindered by actions and lifestyle traits that are disobedient and are not Christ-like. Jesus wants to wipe those stains away so that His light will shine through you. Well, let me ask you, will you pray for a cleansed life? Will you seek forgiveness where necessary? Confessing those sins, those areas of your life that need to be cleaned. Will you seek forgiveness, and will you grant forgiveness, and will you seek to be reconciled with those whom you've sinned against? That your reflector lens would be free of the stains of sin. That Jesus Christ might shine brightly out of your life. Will you pray for a cleansed life? And then third, after plugging into the light and being sure you're plugged into the light and polishing the reflector, you have to perceive the need. Look at the second part of verse 15. Not under a bushel. You don't light a lamp, put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Lighthouse workers are always on the lookout for people in distress. You have to perceive the need. People who do not have a personal relationship with Jesus may seem to be doing fine, but they're in desperate need of a Savior, just as you and I were before we came to know Jesus. Two actions on your part can help you become aware of those in need of the light. First, listening to His Word. Listening to God's Word. And second, looking at your world. Right now, as you sit here, right now, can you think of at least three persons who need to know Jesus? Just think, just for a moment. The people in your life, the people that you come in contact with, can you think of at least three people who need to know Jesus? Well, keep them in your heart. Keep them before you. Keep them before your eyes. Perceiving that need, that they need to know Jesus. And then fourth, and finally, you must be positioned for service. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Rescue teams, leave the lighthouse and go where the needs are. How crazy would it be if they just took note of disaster and waited for those in need to struggle to the lighthouse? How crazy would that be? Jesus said to His followers to go. He sent them out into the world. Listen, are you ready to prepare your light and go out? Are you? Listen, you can prepare yourself to reflect the light. And you can do it now. How do you do that? Well, listen, be aware of His Great Commission. Go ye therefore into all the world. Make disciples of all nations. Be alert to His leadership. He's living within you. Be sensitive to His guidance. And be available to His call. When He says that one needs ministry. That one needs to hear the good news. That one in your life needs what only Jesus can provide in salvation. And that all means being available to be trained if necessary, to train others, and to be available to go. Let me ask you, will you commit now? Right now, will you commit to being a lighthouse Christian? Would you do that? Committed to plug into the light. Be committed to polish and keep clean the light reflector of Jesus so that the people can see Jesus in you. Be aware and perceive the need. Who are those people in your life that need to hear about Jesus? That need His salvation? That need Him as their Savior? And would you position yourself by being in this world for Him? Not of this world, but in this world. Ready to serve, ready to be used. Would you do that? Would you make a commitment to that today? Let's pray. Father, I pray that You would speak to each one of our hearts to give us a conviction to be Lighthouse Christians, that we might be a Lighthouse Church in this community and beyond. Father, may we be plugged into Jesus. May we be plugged into the light. That if there's anyone here that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Savior, and those of us who know Christ, that we be surrendered to His Lordship. And may we examine our lives and deal with issues of sin, that the reflector of our life might be clean, that people might see Jesus Christ as His light shines out of us. May we be aware, paying attention to those who need Jesus Christ. And may we position ourselves in the course of our life to be in the way where people are, either in our families, in our life, in our work, in our communities, that we might be available and ready for service. And Father, we just praise You and thank You. And Father, I pray that You would give the conviction and grace to act upon this. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. You have a great day.